40 Days of Words. Is your religion worthless? James 1:26 says, "If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself and your religion is worthless." Hi, this is Jim Brown. The book of James, written by the half-brother of Jesus, has many practical statements in it, such as this one. Once again, we can see it throughout both the Old and the New Testaments that our words are important. I'm always reminded that we are made in God's image, Genesis 1:26, and that God used His words to create everything that is. Read the first chapter of Genesis. Thus, our words have creative and destructive capabilities too. Obviously, we're not God, but being made in His image does give our words more power, good and bad, than most people, even Christians, realize. James is writing here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that if we don't control our tongues, our religion, our faith, is worthless. In James's time, religion referred to those actions at a ceremonial public worship service. James was trying to emphasize that the external trappings, rituals, and routines someone may have and try to be sincerely following were of no value if he or she also had a runaway tongue. Another translation of this verse uses the phrase purity of heart, which makes sense since we know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, from Luke 6. Thus, if trash comes out of one's mouth, it is a sure sign that that is what is in the person's heart or mind. And the solution is to keep the heart and mind from being filled with trash, to stop dumping trash into your thinking and spend more time with God, His people, and His Word. My prayer, Lord, make me aware of when my tongue is out of control, and help me to spend more time with You, Your Word, and Your people. Amen.